We started the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. We started to discuss the concept of Tefillas Nedava. As we know that we have three Tefillos daily that are set, that are standard. We have Shacharis, we have Mincha, and we have Ma'ariv. And then beyond that, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in Brachas Chafalf, we'll see it soon, that Halavaisha Yispal Adam Kol Yom Kulo, meaning that the person can daven the entire day, Tefillas Nedava. We're going to see soon that there are restrictions regarding Tefillas Nedava, and what we want to do tonight is try to understand those restrictions, try to understand when one is permitted to daven Tefillas Nedava, voluntary prayer, how he should do so, what are the conditions that have to be met. It's not just, how shall I say, anarchy. You know, anyone could get up and just daven a tefillas nedava whenever he feels like it. There are rules that govern a tefillas nedava.
Why?
Well, I hope we'll be able to answer that question why when we get a little bit more into the halacha. And as I always claim, Michael, this is my shkofa, that unless you see, the more you see in terms of the picture, the easier it'll be to answer the question why. Because if you really don't see all the halachas, and you offer some speculative answer why, you'll get smacked in the face by some other halacha. So okay. What we're going to try to do is sort of construct a phenomenological understanding of what Tefillas Nedava is all about.
Right.
Let's begin with the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav. This is the third source on your page. And the Rambam addresses the question of someone who has a suffix. He simply doesn't remember. Do you know this case? I think we've touched on in the past. He doesn't remember, did he daven, did he not daven? So the Rambam says that there's only one way that he could daven to try to fill in this possible, you know, gap, that vacuum that he didn't daven. He says, Mishan is topic lo in mispalel, in lo ispalel. Eino chozer mispalel, ele im kain mispalel tfilazu, al das shehi nidova. So the vehicle that he can employ, that he can benefit from in this particular case of suffik, is the tfilas nidova. And then the Rama makes this into a general universal principle. Shem rotza yochid lispalel kol hayom tfilas nedova yispalel. That if a person wishes to daven a tfilas nedova the whole day, he can do so. And here the Rama, as I said before, is basing himself on a statement of Rabbi Yochanan in Brachos of Valavai she yispalel adam kol hayom kula.
Right.
Now, Misha haya omed bitfila v'nizkar shekvar hispalel. So if you don't know whether or not you davened, you can enjoy the benefit of nedava. What happens if you in fact did daven, but you didn't realize that, and you started your tefillah under the mindset that you're obligated to do so, and then halfway through the tefillah you remind yourself, oh no, I davened already? So the halacha is, in such a case, posek afilu b'emtza bracha. He's got to interrupt his tefillah. He has no license to continue his tefillah because he already davened. However, here the Rambam has an exception to the rule. V'im hoisa tefillas arvis. However, if this scenario happened with regard to tefillas arvis, he had started arvis thinking he hadn't davened, then he bangs himself on the head and he says, "Oh no, I davened already."
Right.
Then Eino Posa, he doesn't have to interrupt his tefillah. Finito. Shalo hispalel osa mitchila el al das she'eina nedava. Because when he started davening tefillas arvis, thinking that he hadn't davened so yet, he davened it under the mindset that it's not a tefillas chova. In other words, when you start with the mindset that it's a tefillas chova, you can't change directions. You can't change your track. You're on one track of tefillas chova. You realize you've already davened. That's it. You have to drop it. But in this case, where he started with the mindset that he's davening tefillas arvis, here the halacha is a little bit different. Because we paskin with regard to tefillas arvis rishus. And that's the Rambam that you have at the beginning of your page, Perek Aleph Milchus Tefila Halacha Yud, Halacha Vav, excuse me. The Rambam says, Hiskinu Shei Odom Ispalel Tefila Achas Balayla. And why is that? There were no karbonos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash at night. In other words, where Shachris is connected to the Talmud Shel Shachar that was brought in the Mikdash daily, and Mincha is connected to the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim that was brought in the Mikdash daily. There was no carbon brought at night. But the Rambam says, Evrei Evarei Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim Is Aklin V'Holchin Kol Alayla. There's what's called Haktar Al Gavim Is Beach of the Evarim of the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim even into the night. There's still a process in which the Hakrova of the Ben Arbaim has not completed itself, and it's going to be penetrating, it's going to be overlapping into the night. And the Rambam quotes Psukim for this. Then he says, skipping a little bit, V'ein tefilas arvis chova kitfilas shachris u'mincha. This was not established as a chova. V'afal pichein, nevertheless, nagu kol Yisrael, b'chol makomos moshfoseyem. The Jewish people have accepted this custom all over the world. L'spalel arvis. To daven tefilas arvis. V'kibluha aleihem kitfilas chova. They have accepted upon it themselves as a tefilas chova. So let's just summarize what we know. 4 points. Point number one, if a person has a suffix, if he davened or if he didn't daven, what should he do? He should daven a tefilas nedav. If a person stands up thinking he's davening a tefilas chova and then he reminds himself midway that he's already davened, does he have the option of shifting from a tefilas chova to a tefilas nedava midway through Shmon Esrei?
No.
However, the exception to the rule is tefilas arvis. Why? Says the Rambam, because from the beginning, even if he thought he had davened Ma'ariv, it doesn't matter, he's davening arvis, and arvis itself is not a chova.
Right.
As the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, that although there is a tefillah called arvis, nevertheless, it's not like a tefillah schova like shachris and mincha, even though the entire Jewish people have accepted upon themselves all over the world kitfilah schova. And this leads us to the Ravid's hasaga. The Ravid is in his attack or his critique against the Rambam, which is on the at the end of the third paragraph on your page. The Ravid says, quoting the Rambam, Misha Yomi B'Tfila V'Chulu, he says, Kosav HaRavid Zal, Ein Kan Nachas Ruach, which means, I'm not happy. What is bothering the Ravid so much that he should add these words, I'm not happy? It's not Nachas Ruach. I don't get Nachas from this Rambam. So Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Chidush on Hilchas Tfila Perek Yud Aluch Avav, tries to analyze this Rambam and moreover the Ravid's Hasog. He starts by quoting the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that what's bothering the Ravid? The Ravid holds that there should be no exception in the case where he's davening Ma'ariv. If the rule is that you cannot shift gears midway through the Shmon Esrei, once you started as a Chova, you cannot shift onto a Nedava, because Nedava and Chova just don't mix, then the same logic, says the Ravid, would apply in the case of Ma'ariv. Because Gam Tfilas Arvis Kibluah Kechova, even though the original establishment of Tfilas Arvis, the way it was formulated by Chazal, was not a Tfilas Chova, but we, the Jewish people, have accepted universally across the world Tfilas Arvis as a Chova.
Right.
And therefore, at the end of the day, Tfilas Arvis has the same identical status as any other Tfilah, meaning as Shachris and Mincha. They're all, three of them, including Ma'ariv, a Tfilas Chova. And therefore, Dino, the din in the case where he davened Ma'ariv, should posek b'emtzah bracha, he should have to stop and interrupt his tefillah in the middle. Because as we said before, he already davened, and now he wants to shift from chova to nedava. He can't do so even in the case of Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv, he started as a chova. The Rambam is assuming that no, he never started Ma'ariv as a chova. Even if he knew he davened already. I'm sorry. Even if he thought he didn't daven already, yet. He still hasn't started as what? As a chova, because tefilas arvis rishus.
Right.
But the Ravid argues, no, since we've accepted upon ourselves tefilas arvis as a chova, it now has the same identical status as any tefilas chova. Therefore, he can't shift in the midway. Says Reb Chaim, and this I underline for you, Uladas HaRambam Tzarech Lomar Teha Dechova Unedova Lo Mitztarfei. That halach, that principle, that if you started as a chova, you can't shift gears and link up the second half of your tefillah as an edava with the first half of your tefillah as a chova. Hu mishum dehein chalukim bi'etzem hachefza shel tefillah. These phrases in Reb Chaim, these terms or this formulation of Reb Chaim is a kind of a revolution that happened, that was instituted by Reb Chaim. This kind of formulation did not exist before Reb Chaim. There was never anyone before Reb Chaim who spoke about a chefza shel tefillah. Let's try to understand what Reb Chaim means by a chefza shel tefillah. Every tefillah is an entity that has its own personality, its own character. It's an identity unto itself. The tefillah itself, as an identity, divides up, according to Reb Chaim, into two distinct, fundamentally different entities, and they shouldn't be confused. One is a tefillas chova, and one is a tefillas nedava. And so distant are they, one from the other, so different are they, that they cannot link together in an integration to form one unit, one whole. Because they're different. It's like what we call min b'sheino mino. You can't combine one min with another min. They're just fundamentally different. So Reb Chaim says that what is the tefillah that I daven when I'm obligated? That's called the chefza shel tefillas chova. And what is the tefillah that I daven when I opt voluntarily to daven, when I already have fulfilled my obligation? That's called the chefza of tefillas nedava. Those are two different cheftzos. Those are two different, fundamentally, essentially different tefillos. So if you began your tefillah as a tefillas chova, and you set up a tefillas chova, then, oh no, halfway through you remind yourself, what can you do? You want to now set up the rest of the tefillas, the tefillas nedava. Those are two separate entities, and they cannot combine to form one unit. What about arvis? So Reb Chaim explains that according to the Rambam, arvis din reshus unedava aleha. As far as the tefillah itself, the chefza shel tefillah, as we decided, the character and the identity of the tefillah, arvis is a tefillas nedava. I, the Ravitz Kasha of Akavu Alachova, they accepted upon themselves to daven Myrith. Says Reb Chaim, Pirusha, what this means according to the Rambam is, Shekavu Choval Atma. They accepted upon themselves a Chova, Lispal Tfilas Rishusu Nedava, but what they're davening in its own essence is defined as a Tfilas Nedava. Now, Myrith, Arvis always remains a Tfilas Nedava. From beginning till all eternity. What changes is that the Jewish people accept it upon themselves as a chova. So the chova is on the gavra, on the individual. It doesn't in any way alter or change the essence of the tefillah. And that's what Reb Chaim says in the next five words. He says, about tefillah bats musa nedavahi. The tefillah in its essence remains a tefillah nedavah, because that's the way it was established. We don't change the nature of the tefillah. We accept upon ourselves a chiv. The change is in us, not in the tefillah. Again, it's all based on the fact that Reb Chaim sees tefillah as an entity. You know, we know that this table is an entity, this chair is an entity, the floor is an entity. But to say that tefillah is an entity, that's a radical chiddush. That's the revolution of Reb Chaim, to set up tefillah in its essence as a chefza shel tefillah. And Reb Chaim claims that that essence changes, its entire complexion changes between chova and nedava. They're two separate tefillahs. We're going to see that the halachas of tefillahs nedava are so radically different than those that apply to tefillahs chova that were tempted to embrace Reb Chaim, that these are two distinct entities. Otherwise the halachas wouldn't be so radically different, fundamentally different one from the other. So again, just to summarize, therefore if I started davening my tefillahs at tefillahs chova, I remind myself midway, oh no, I davened already, and now I want to shift gears and create a tefillahs nedava. Can I do so midway?
You have to stop.
You can't do that. You cannot avail yourself of tefillahs nedava in this case, because you started as a tefillahs chova, and the head and the body just won't connect in this case, because they're two different, they're two distinct chefza shel tefillah. However, in the case of Myriv, the first half of his tefillah was itself a tefillahs nedava. That which we accepted upon ourselves to daven Myriv as an obligatory tefillah, that's an obligation that's self-imposed on the individual, and it never changes the nature of the tefillah itself. Right. The tefillah itself is always a nedava. And therefore, since he started a tefillah nedava, he can continue a tefillah nedava. And the two will integrate. Val Cain says, Reb Chaim, at the end of this paragraph, Shapir, it makes absolute sense. Posak haramam di arvis, hoel vehibe atzmusa, reshus u nedava. Since arvis always remains essentially, in its definition, a tefillah nedava, mitztarefesi, I can shift midway my gears to a tefillah nedava, b'chad mina ninu. It's all one and the same. Therefore, there's a difference between Meir and Sharei Tefilos, the other Tefilos, meaning Shachris and Mincha, Davin Chova, the Ikar Milsayu and the Cheftishel Tefila, Davi Trey Mini, Velo Mitztarfi in the Dova. If I started as a Tefilos Chova, in the case of Shachris and Mincha, those davenings are davenings of Chova, they cannot link up with the Tefilas Nidova. This is Reb Chaim's approach. However, I would like to take a second look at this conclusion of Reb Chaim that Tfilas Arvis is a Cheftza Shel Tfilas Nedava. In order to analyze that, let's understand, as I said, I indicated to you before that there's a fundamental difference in the halachas between a Tfilas Nedava and a Tfilas Chova. To appreciate that difference, or those differences, let's look at the second paragraph on your page. This is the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Milchus Tfila, Halachas Tes, and Yud. The Rambam summarizes Tfilos Elu, all the Tfilos that we've discussed up till here, in the first eight Halachas, Ein Pochsimehem, you're not allowed to pray less than that number. Aval Mosifin Olam, but you do have license to add to them. And therefore, imrotza adam lispalel kol hayom kulo harishus biyado. A person can take advantage of the leniency, of the license that he has, to daven the entire day. V'chol osan atfilos, and all those tefilos that he adds, she Yosef, kamo makriv nidavos. They correspond to a carbon nidavo. We know that in the Mikdash there were two categories of karbonos. There's karbonos chova, and karbonos nidava. So too, in the parallel way, there's a mirror image in tefillah, there's a tefillah schov and a tefillah nedava. However, how do you indicate, asks the Rambam, that this tefillah that you're davening now is a tefillah nedava, like a carbon nedava? I mean, there are certain dinim in Mikdash that set up a carbon nedava, but what sets up a tefillah as a tefillah nedava? Lefichach, says the Rambam, tzorech shiechadesh badavar. And this I underline, because this really, I think, is the key to this concept of understanding what a tefillah nedava is. We said, according to Reb Chaim, a tefillah nedava is a different cheftza shel tefillah. Where does that express itself in the halacha? How do you justify that tefillah nedava is different, essentially, from a tefillah chova? In the tefillah itself. I'm not talking about the chovas gavra. True, there's no question about it. The tefillah nedava is radically different in the sense that I have no chiyuv. It's purely voluntary. It's an optional tefillah. But once I get up and I daven that optional tefillah, after all, isn't it identical to any tefillah chova? Doesn't it look exactly like shachris and mincha? Why do we say it's a different cheftza shel tefillah? But now in the light of this Rambam in Perek Aleph Halachates, the Rambam stipulates a condition. When and only when are you allowed to, or how and only how can you daven a tefillah nedava? If you're mechadish ba davar, now I understand that the cheftza shel tefillah is radically different. You have to add something new to the tefillah. You're actually making a direct change, an explicit change to the fabric of the tefillah. L'chadchila, Rambam says, b'chol brachu bracha ben emtsoyos. The Rambam would require that you change every single one of the 13 middle brachos. However, then he backtracks, he defaults, he says, "Mchidish hafilu bebracha achas, dayo." If he made one change in one bracha, and that change, that addition, has to be directly germane or related to the theme of that particular bracha, that's the tefillah of the petition that he's adding, has to reflect itself in the framework of that particular bracha where he places it. So if he does it at least in one bracha, dayo, he's already changed the tefillah itself. And here, the Rambam adds six words, which I think really drive it home to us. You know, what Rav Chaim said, that a tefillas nedava is a different chefta shel tefillah, it's essentially different. I think the Rambam dramatizes that in almost, I would call it, poetic language when he says, kidei lo hodia, to notify, shehi nedava velo chova. Who are we notifying? I mean, nobody hears my davening except for the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm not yelling and screaming my tefillas nedava out loud. But I think kidei lo hodia in the Rama means lo hodia l'atzmo. You know, he has to know that this is a tefillas nedava, and it's got to reflect itself in the change in the tefillah itself. Then the Rambam in Halacha Yud adds another few, shall I say, limiting conditions to tefillas nedava. Again, the first limiting condition, which is in Halacha Tes, Tzarei Shi'chadish Dover. In Halacha Yud, Ein Atzibur Mispalim Tefillas Nedava. You can never get together 10 people and form a community, right? What we call an Eidor, a Kehila, of 10 men to daven a Tefillas Nedava. We just can't link up and create a Tzibur with regard to Tefillas Nedava. And why is that? Because the carbon adava is not brought by the tzibur, it's always brought by the individual. Good? So that's the first limitation rule. I mean, it's the second, actually. We had the first one that you have to add something new. Now the second one is that the tzibur cannot daven it. Then the Rambam continues and he says, can I add a tefillas nedava on Shabbos or on Yontif? He quotes the Gaonim at the end of this halach. He says, Yeshmen HaGaonim Shahora Sha'asur Lispalel Tfilas Nedava B'Shabbosos V'Yomim Tovim L'fi She'ein Makrivim B'Em Nedava Elechovas Hayom Bilvat. Since there's no akrova of Nedavos on Shabbos and Yontif, the only karbanos we're permitted to bring on Shabbos and Yontif are those karbanos that are absolutely obligatory. And the Torah says, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, even though there are many malachas that are involved in bringing a karbon, but the Torah obligated us to bring these karbonos, and we bring them on Shabbos and Yontif. Can we volunteer to bring another karbon, a karbon nedav on Shabbos or on Yontif?
No.
Absolutely not. It's totally forbidden. Therefore, says the Rambam, insofar as tefillah is a carbon copy, a mirror image of karbon, just like there's no karbon nedav, there's no tefillas nedav on Shabbos and Yontif. So now we have a list of three.
What about Friday night?
Same as Friday night. There's no tefillas nedava on Friday night.
But you have Maariv.
Oh, we're going to come to Maariv in a minute. So let's just, Michael, summarize what we say. What are the three limiting rules that circumscribe a tefillas nedava? First of all, there's no tefillas nedava without chidush b'davar. Second of all, there's no tefillas nedava as a tzibur. Third of all, there's no tefillas nedava on Shabbos or Yom. Clear?
Right.
Now, let's see if these three rules apply to Tfilas Arvis. Because after all, Reb Chaim insisted that Tfilas Arvis in its very essence is a Cheftza Shel Tfilas Nedava. And he based himself on the Rambam, who allows you to connect the first half of Arvis with the second half of Arvis in a case where you started under the impression that you had not yet davened, and you remembered midway through, yeah, I davened already. The Rambam says you can continue in Maariv, and you can pray the second half of Maariv as a tefillas nedava. Why? Says Reb Chaim, because the Rambam's opinion is that even though we accept it upon ourselves, Maariv as a tefillas chova, but that's only on ourselves. The tefillah per se, in and of itself, in its essence, remains always a tefillas nedava. Well, wait a minute. If the Cheftza of Tefillah is a Tefillas Nedava, then we ought to assume, we ought to anticipate, that with regard to Maariv, there is no such thing as Maariv without Tzarech Shechadish B'davar. I don't have any. Okay, so these are the three conditions that we said have to apply to a Tefillas Nedava. We should expect, according to Reb Chaim's definition of the Rambam Shita, that these three conditions should apply to Tefillas Arvis. And yet, we don't find with regard to Tfilas Arvis that the Rambam requires Chidush Badavar. Nor does the Rambam hold that you cannot be Mispalel Tfilas Arvis on Shabbos and Yontif. Nor does the Rambam preclude the possibility of davening Tfilas Arvis B'tzibur. In a word, all the halachas that apply to a Tfilas Chova apply to Tfilas Arvis. We have now a whole distinction, a category of distinction between Tfilas Arvis and Tfilas Nedava. And in three ways, a Tfilas Nedava has the same halachas as a Tfilas Chova. Again, let's repeat them. Number one, you don't need Chiddush Bat Davar, like you don't need in Shachas Mincha. You don't need a Ma'ariv. Number two, you could have Ma'ariv B'tzibur. And number three, you could have Ma'ariv on Shabbos and Yotzef. So none of the rules that designate a new Chefetz Shel Tefillah called Nedava apply to Ma'ariv. But if Reb Chaim is right, if he's correct that the Chefetz Shel Tefillah of Arvis is a Tefillah's Nedava, then we've got to see that difference between Ma'ariv and the other tefillos should express itself in those halakas which mark tefillos nedava as fundamentally different than tefillos chova. Is the question clear? I'm going to go over it one more time because I don't see that you're following. What we've said is that tefillos chova and tefillos nedava are two entities, and we've demonstrated that with three differences that mark tefillos nedava as a unique kind of tefillah. Number one, tefillos nedava requires chiddush b'davar. Number two, tefillos nedava cannot be recited. Chiddush b'davar means you have to add your own petition in your own words, your own subjective addition to Shmoneh Esrei. The Rambam requires it again in every single one of the middle brachos, but as a fallback position, at least in one brach. So that's called Chiddush Badav. Let's go through it. Number two, Tfilas Nedav is unique. There's no Tzibur. Number three, Tfilas Nedav is unique. You cannot pray a Tfilas Nedav neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. That justifies the conclusion that Tfilas Nedav is a different entity of Tfilah than a Tfilas Chova. But keep in mind that Reb Chaim claims in the Rambam that Tfilas Arvis, if you had to classify and define its essence, Bats Mutza, it is a Tfilas Nedava. Therefore, we should anticipate that all those unique halachas that apply to Tfilas Nedava and set up the Tfilah Bechefza as a separate Chefza Shel Tfilah should apply to Tfilas Nedava. It's a pure mathematical equation. If A equals B and B equals C, therefore A equals C. Right? If Tfilas Nedava has certain halachas, and if Tfilas Arvis is a Tfilas Nedava, then those halachas, by law of transmutation, should apply to Arvis, and none of them apply to Arvis. Lo and behold, you don't need Chiddush B'davar. There's no difference between Arvis and Shachas and Mincha with regard to Tzibur. And last but not least, Tfilas Arvis, like Shachas and Mincha, is to be davened on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following. That Tfilas Arvis is a very interesting entity. It's neither a Tfilas Nedava, nor is it a Tfilas Chova. It's a third category unto itself. He called it a Tfilas Rishus. He said a Tfilas Rishus is different than a Tfilas Chova. Because there's no chiyuv to daven ma'ariv. Again, we may have accepted it upon ourselves, but the tefillah itself is a tefillas rishus. Take a look at the Rambam again in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, "V'chein itkinu she'odam ispal tefillah achas balayla." What tefillah is he talking about?
Ma'ariv.
Correct, ma'ariv arvis. So look at the Rambam's language. There was a separate takana of tefillas arvis. It was not part of the original takana of Shachris and Mincha. And beyond that, the Rambam says that although the din of this tefillah, of this third tefillah of the day, which was established as tefillas Arvis, is very similar to tefillah Shachris and Mincha, but it's not a chova. The ain't tefillas Arvis chova ke tefillas Shachris u Mincha. The Rambam goes out of his way to say that it's not a chova. So what is it if it's not a chova? There's no chovas gavra, as there is in regard to Shachris and Mincha. But what is it? What is it? It's a tefillas rishus. What is the status of a tefillas reshus? A tefillas reshus, unlike a tefillas nedava, does not need chidush badavar. Also, a tefillas reshus, unlike a tefillas nedava, can be prayed even on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? The answer is because with regard to the heftah shel tefillah, a tefillas reshus is identical to a tefillas chova. It doesn't need chidush badavar. It can be recited on Shabbos and Yontif like a tefillas chova. It can be recited at Tzibur. The old Tzibur can gather together for this tefillas reshus. The only difference between Ma'ariv as a tefillas reshus and the other two tefillos is in the chovas gavra. But in the essence of the tefillah, they're identical. And all the halachas that apply to a tefillas chova apply to Ma'ariv as well, insofar as it's a tefillas reshus. So again, the only reason we're calling it reshus, because we won't want to call it nedava, as we've proven that tefillas avos is not a nedava in its essence. In its essence, it's a tefillas chova. There was a separate takana, but that takana did not obligate us to daven Ma'ariv. It was only given as an option. And therefore the Rambam says, ain't tefillas avos chova. He's talking about the gavra. As far as my responsibility and my obligation is concerned, it was not established as an obligatory tefillah. But as far as the heftah shel tefillah is concerned, even though I have no chovas gavra, it's essentially a tefillas chova. But now we're back to square one. Namely, to defend the Rambam against the slings and arrows of the Ravid. The Ravid says, how could you, the Rambam, say that if you're midway through Shmon Esrei and you're davening Ma'ariv and you remind yourself all of a sudden that what? That you had already davened. The Rambam says you have an option of finishing your tefillah as a tefillah's nedava. So the Ravid says, wait a minute, we already accepted upon ourselves as a chova. Now we're saying that essentially, in its very essence, the heftah shel tefillah is a tefillah's chova. If it's a tefillah's chova, then how can I now take that tefillah's chova and once I realize that I already davened, create a tefillah's nedava and integrate the two parts into one whole? You see, according to Reb Chaim held in the Rambam that the heftah shel tefillah in the case of Ma'ariv is a tefillah's nedava. Rav Soloveitchik said he couldn't understand that because if it's a tefillas nedava in chefta, then all the dinim that apply to a tefillas nedava and all the restrictions and limitations have to apply to Ma'ariv as well, insofar as Ma'ariv in chefta is a tefillas nedava. But we don't find any of those restrictions. Therefore, the Rav concluded that it's tefillas reshus, and if it's a tefillas reshus, then basically in the chefta, it's a tefillas chova. But if that be the case, then how could the Rambam say that if you started Ma'ariv and you remind, because you thought you had not yet davened and you remind yourself midway, that you could finish with a tefillas nedava? You can't be mitzarif, you can't combine a tefillas nedava with a tefillas nedava. So that's where we're up to now. So in order to try to answer this question, we're going to raise the following issue. We said that tefillas nedava has its own set of rules, different than a tefillas chov, correct? Let's offer two possibilities as to how to define a tefillas nedava. Possibility number one is that tefillas nedava is an entirely new heftah shel tefillah. As Reb Chaim said, it is fundamentally different than a tefillas chova in its very essence. But there's another possibility. We could say that a tefillas nedava in its very essence is the same as a tefillas chova. There's no difference between a tefillas nedava and a tefillas chova in the very essence. The only difference is in the chova's gavra, whereas in the case of a tefillas chova you have an obligation. In the case of a tefillas nedava, there is no obligation. And in order to analyze this question, we have to raise a different question. We said that you can only daven a tefillas nedava if you do what? Chidush badavar, correct? Well, what's the nature of this halacha of chidush badavar? Because Rabbeinu Haigon, which we'll see on the bottom of page 1, quoted by the Rosh, is of the opinion that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're allowed to daven the whole day long, but that's only if you're mechadish b'davar. And we saw that the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Tefillah, Halacha Tes, that's the second source in your page, Paskins the same way as Rav Haigon. They both agree that there's no such thing as a tefillah's nedava without a chidish b'davar. How do we understand that? Two possibilities. One possibility is to say that who are you to stand up and offer another tefillah? It's audacity on the part of man, so to speak. God didn't summon you, he didn't obligate you, and you want to come in front of the Ribbono Shel'olam, in front of the Shechina, and knock on the gates of the king in his palace and come forward and burst forward with your tefillah nedava. You can't do so. There's got to be some pressing need that allows you to go beyond the required tefillos. Unless you can, so to speak, demonstrate that you have that pressing need to go beyond the standard tefillos, you have your own personal individual petition, then there's no license and there's no heter for you to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam with your tefillos nedava. God gave you permission 3 times a day to daven. Now you want to daven a 4th time a day and you want to add a voluntary prayer. Who invited you to do so? Who is mortal man to thrust himself through the gates, the pearly gates of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, stand up in front of the Shechina and say, I have another tefillah? The answer is, for that you need Chiddush B'davar. What is the purpose of Chiddush B'davar? It's to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam that the standard tefillah that was formulated, that's obligatory on every Jew 3 times a day, is not sufficient for me. I have my own personal petition. I have to formulate a prayer that I need desperately. And therefore, I'm going to daven again. And within the framework of that tefillah, I'm going to formulate my personal need, my personal petition. That's one way of understanding the halacha, the requirement of Chiddush B'davar. Once again, tefillah nedava needs a matir. And the matir itself is the Chiddush B'davar. Because otherwise, who gave you the right to add to the tefillos kvuos, to the set tefillos that were organized by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Or, we could say a different pshat. We could say something much more fundamental. That Chiddush B'davar is necessary in order to set up a chefta shel tefillos nedava. You have to convert this tefillah and set it up as a tefillos nedava. If you repeat the same Shmon Esrei that you did earlier for Shacharis or for Mincha or for Maariv, whenever you're davening your tefillos nedava, then what makes your tefillah a tefillos nedava? You have to daven a tefillos nedava, and to do so, you have to make it into a different chefta shel tefillah. In other words, just like, for example, on Shabbos, we have a different tefillah than we daven in the week. And on Tainis, we have other changes. And on Chol HaMoed, we have other changes. So too, a tefillah nedava is a different tefillah. And if it's a different tefillah, you have to reflect that new dimension of the new tefillah that you're creating in the tefillah itself. How do you indicate that the matbea, that the formulation of your tefillah, in the case of the dova, is different than a tefillah's chova? There must be, in order to create a tefillah's dova, some change that alters the tefillah itself. And what is the change? Chiddush b'davar. So again, let's go over this. There are two ways of understanding tefillah's dova. One way of understanding tefillah's dova is that essentially it's identical to a tefillah chova. It's the same tefillah chova, just that you need a matir. You need something that permits you, that gives you license to daven a tefillah nedava, because after all, you don't have a chovas gavra, and you're going beyond the set number of tefillos kvuos that were established. And the answer is chiddush b'davar. That's a matir. But again, after the matir goes into effect, what you end up with, in essence, is creating a tefillah which is identical to tefillah's chova. In other words, the chiddush b'davar doesn't alter the very fabric, the very essence of the tefillah. The chefts of tefillah remains the same. The chiddush b'davar is a separate element. It's a cherry on top. It always remains a zaitig, an extraneous element. And the reason you need it is because otherwise, why? Who invited you to offer a tefillah nedava? To be mosif al tefillah kavuos? Who gave you license to do so? The other way of learning it is that no, Tfilas Nedava is a new takana, a new chefza shel tefillah unto itself, fundamentally different than Tfilas Chova, so the two entities of tefillah. And how does the new entity of a Tfilas Nedava get established? Where do we see in the very fabric of the tefillah such a radical change? It's a new tefillah, it's different than a Tfilas Chova? The answer is Chiddush Padova. The Eino Rak Din Rishus Veta Gavral is Pala Din Bi Etzem Atfil Dlo Chidish Dover Avikain Meshanem At Bea Hatfila. If you don't add something to the tefila itself, if there's no substantial change in the tefila, that's called Meshanem Imat Bea Shetovu Chachamim. You need a Mat Bea Shel Tefila. In the case of a Tefilas Nedava, the Mat Bea Shel Tefila is established by Chidish Bad Dover. Now let's think about the case of Safek Hispalil, Safek Lo Hispalil. What would you say in that case? You remember that the Rambam, in the third source on your page, that's Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, addressed the case of someone who doesn't know whether he davened or not. And what option did the Rambam offer him to get out of this pickle where he doesn't know whether he davened or not? Yeah? You can take a look in the third source on your page. Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. What did the Rambam offer you as a possibility to get yourself out of this mess because you don't remember whether you davened or not? The Rambam says, Mishin is topic lo, im is palel, im lo is palel. Eino chozer umispalel ela im kain. Can anybody read the next few words in the Rambam? A little bit louder. So what option does the Rambam give you in this particular scenario where you don't know whether you daven or not? He gives the option of davening a tefilas nidava, correct? Now, what are the laws that govern a tefilas nidava? So if you recall in the previous paragraph, that was Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, the Rambam says that there ain't no such thing as a Tefilas Nedava unless you're Machadish Badavar. It would seem, therefore, that when the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav invites you or recommends you, in the case of Safek Hispal, Safek Lo Hispal, to create a Tefilas Nedava, then the same essential requirement and condition that the Rambam had said earlier in Perek Aleph to set up a Tefilas Nedava, namely Chiddush Badavar, would apply even in the case of Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel. Now, if we think that Chiddush Badavar is only necessary to give you license, to give you the audacity, so to speak, to enter into the king's palace with another additional tefillah, then in this case of Tefilas Nedava, I don't think you would need a license. You would not need a matir. We could do away with Chiddush Badav. That requirement makes sense when the need to be mispalel is purely your own decision, based on your whim or your will to add another tefillah. But if there's a halachic reason that's pressing, and the reason why you're davening a tefillah sedav is because of your suffix situation, then you shouldn't need any sort of matir, and the Rambam should have dropped the ball on this requirement of Chiddush Badav. Therefore, the Rav Zichron Levracha wanted to conclude that the Rambam's opinion on Chiddush Badavar is not just to create a matir, but the Chiddush Badavar is there to create a Tfilas Nedava, to change the Heft. It's part of the Matbeah Shel Tfilah. Without the Chiddush Badavar, you don't have a Tfilas Nedava, period. Therefore, no matter what situation you find yourself in, even in this hard-pressing situation, this desperate situation of Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel, nevertheless, you only have an option to create a Tefilas Nedava, and a Tefilas Nedava, and its very fabric, and its very Heftzah Shel Tefilah, requires Chiddush Badavar, in order to set it up as a Tefilas Nedava. And that's why the Rambam has an absolute, unqualified rule that a tefilas nedava always requires chiddush padava. Once again, had the Rambam taken the other approach, that chiddush padava is in order to generate a matir, because otherwise who are you to come and daven? Well, the answer is, I don't need a matir. What do you mean, who am I to come and daven? I'm in a situation of safek. That pressing situation alone should suffice to set up the matir. But now we're saying, no, the Rambam holds that tefilas nedava essentially in its very heft is a different tefillah. And how do I set up that tefilas nedava? Only through chiddush padava. Without chiddush padava, it's not a tefilas nedava. Then even in the case of suffik is pal, suffik lo is pal, where the Rambam recommends you to daven a tefilas nedava, you're going to have to be machadish padava. And by the way, it's not only the Rambam shita, as we're being medayik in the Rambam, because the stimas lashon a Rambam, that in a case of suffik is pal, suffik lo is palel, and you're davening a tefilas nedava, you need chiddush padava. It's also Rav Haigoin, because Rav Haigoin also says that any time you daven a tefilas nedava, even in the case of suffik, you need to be mechadish padava. Also, notice the Rambam's language in the second paragraph, Perek Alef Halacha Tes, where the Rambam says that the chiddush padava and the goal of the chiddush padava is kedei lahodia shehi nedava v'lo chova. What does the Rambam mean when he says kedei lahodia? Who is he notifying? What is he standing on the rooftops and while he's davening it feels the dove, he gets on a foghorn, he gets on the loudspeaker and he tells everybody, oh, I want to be modia that I'm davening it feels the dove. It's not a tefilas chova. No, that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam means to say that the chefta shel tefil is so radically different that itself, it sets itself up as a different chefta shel tefil. It's a chefta shel tefil is nedava. Therefore, we understand very well why the Rambam holds in Perek Yud Halacha Vav that if you started davening a tefilas chova, that's what you thought you were doing, you cannot shift midway to a tefilas nedava. Because tefilas nedava and tefilas chova are so radically different. Tefilas nedava is a different chefta shel tefila. And the proof, the expression, the demonstration of that is chiddush padava. Chiddush padava is not just a side problem of being matir, but the tefila itself is identical. No! The tefila essentially is different. The very fabric of the tefila has been changed by chiddush padava. And therefore we understand that since tefilas chova and tefilas nedava are two different chefta shel tefila, they cannot integrate together to form one entity. Tefilas nedava is different than a tefilas chova in its very chefta, not just in the chova's kavra. And therefore you need chiddush padava even in the case of suffik hispalel, suffik lo hispalel. Now why does the Rambam allow you to daven a tefilas mairiv half chova, half nedava, right? The Rambam says that if you remind yourself midway through the davening that you already davened, if it was shachris and mincha, you don't have the option of switching courses and setting up a tefilas nedava for the second half of Yishmor Nesra, because tefilas nedava is a different chefza shel tefila. However, with regard to arvis, the Rambam allows you to shift in the middle and set up a tefilas nedava. So what's going on over here? Is therefore, we said before, that the Rambam holds that tefilas arvis, so again, tefilas nedava is a different chefta shel tefila, but tefilas arvis is a tefilas reshus. And we said that a tefilas reshus had its own takana, a takana b'fnei atzmo with its own dinim. For example, we said it's not a tefilas chova and it's not a tefilas nedava in its chefta. It's kind of like a chameleon, you know, it can take on any colors. It's very flexible. Therefore, it can link up with a tefilas nedava. So if I started davening Meiriv, what I'm generating now, assuming I'm obligated, and certainly if I think I'm obligated, is I'm setting up a tefilas reshus. Now, midway, I remind myself that I davened already. So I want to set up the second half of the tefilas, nedava. So the answer is I could do that, says the Rambam, because tefilas nedava and tefilas reshus are not mutually exclusive. They're not radically different in the very essence of the very chefta shel tefila. Again, tefilas nedava is radically different in its very essence than tefilas chova. And we demonstrated that with the halacha of Chiddush Badavar. So it's a different Cheftashal Tefillah, Tefillah's Nedavah. But what's the relationship between a Tefillah's Nedavah and Tefillah's Ma'ariv, Tefillah's Arvus? Tefillah's Arvus, we say, is Rishus. And that's what the Rambam says, Ein Tefillah's Arvus Chova, Ki Tefillah's Shachris U'Mincha. So it's only a Tefillah's Rishus, but a Tefillah's Rishus can integrate with a Tefillah's Nedavah. Tefillah's Nedavah is not antithetical to a tefillas rishus, in this case the tefillas ma'ariv. But then you'll ask me the question, well, if that be the case, then maybe all the requirements of tefillas nedava should apply to a tefillas rishus, in this case tefillas arvis, and we'd have to be mechadish badavar, etc., etc. The answer is no, because tefillas arvis, in its very essence, since it was established as a tefillah, is absolutely similar to a tefillas chovah. Again, it can be integrated into Tefillah's Nedavah because the Tefillah's Rishus. And that itself gives it a different kind of status.
Right.
But, if you ask me essentially what dinim should apply to a Tefillah's Arvus Rishus, should we impose all the restrictions and the requirements of Tefillah's Nedavah to Tefillah's Arvus? The answer is no. That we're not going to do. Tefillah's Arvus, therefore, becomes, as a Tefillah's Rishus, its own entity with its own identity. Alright, I think we'll stop here. We'll try to Blineda pick this up again next time and clarify a little bit better, maybe sharpen it. What is the status of a Tefillah's Rishus? Again, on the one hand, it can be mitztarif to a Tefillah's Nedavah, even though Tefillah's Nedavah, according to Rambam, is a separate Hefta. But on the other hand, the requirements of a Tefillah's Nedavah don't apply to Tefillah's Arvus Rishus. None of the three requirements that we discussed. Okay then?